Hola and welcome to today's Pro Spanish lesson. Have a listen to these verbs and see if you can identify the meaning. Participar, operar, calcular. And you'll probably guess that participar is to participate. Participate. Operar is to operate. Calcular is to calculate. So there's a little conversion rule here. Many English verbs that end in eight, A-T-E, in Spanish, you just take off the eight and add A-R. So instead of participate, it's participar. Instead of operate, it's operar. Instead of calculate, calcular. Calcular. Okay, let's see if you can work out some. How would you say to irritate in Spanish? To irritate. Irritar. Irritar. How would you say to terminate? To terminate in Spanish. What would that be? Terminar. Terminar. And that's how the Spanish say to end something or to finish something, to terminate it. Terminar. What time does the lesson terminate? What time does the lesson end? Terminar. Okay, so let's go straight on into the present of our AR verbs. We're going to be creating a lot more, obviously, of these new verbs, new words. So, to say I do any of these things, very straightforward, we just take off the AR and add an O. O. So for I do these things, take off the AR and add an O. So how would you say I participate? I participate. Participo. Participo. So I participate. I participate a lot. The word for a lot is much, mucho, mucho. How would you say I participate a lot? Participo mucho. Participo mucho. How would you say I finish? I finish. Termino. Termino. I finish. Termino. Take the AR off. Terminar. Termino. I finish. If you want to say I don't, we just add no beforehand, no. So how would you say I don't participate much? I don't participate much. What would that be? No participo mucho. No participo mucho. It would be useful to have a time phrase to do with the present. Let's have in always. Always is siempre. Siempre. So siempre is always. And in Spanish it would be always I do this. Always I get up early. How would you say I always finish? I always finish. So it could be I always finish my work, I always finish on time. How would you say I always finish? Siempre termino. Siempre termino. Okay, let's get some more of these eight AR verbs. So in English, they end in eight. Participate, terminate. How about to animate? To animate in Spanish means to encourage. To encourage somebody, to animate someone. How would we say to animate? Animar. Animar. And how would you say I animate? I encourage. What would that be? Animo. Animo. I encourage. Animo. How would you say, I always encourage. Siempre animo. Siempre animo. Let's go for another verb. In English, we have the verb to castigate. To castigate. And this is very common in Spanish. Although in English, we tend not to say to castigate. We say to punish. So to punish in Spanish, they use the castigate version. So how would you say to castigate in Spanish? Castigar. Castigar. So castigar is to castigate, but more commonly to punish. Castigar. How would you say, I don't punish? That might be, I don't punish my children, I don't punish in school, whatever it might be. How would you say, I don't punish? No castigo. No castigo. I don't punish. No castigo. And what was to irritate? Can you remember to irritate? Irritar. Irritar. If we want to say, I irritate someone, I irritate someone, I irritate my brother or my sister, we have to say, I irritate to that person. Irrito a whoever it might be. Irrito a. I irritate to that person. And that's because after a verb, if the object is a person, so the object being who that verb is directed to, so who I'm irritating, who I'm punishing, who I'm encouraging, who I'm looking at, who I'm seeing. It's a person. If it's a person, it's always a before the person. So, irrito a. I irritate somebody. So how would you say, I irritate, let's go for Pablo again, as usual. I irritate Pablo. What would that be? Irrito a Pablo. Irrito a Pablo. How would you say, I always irritate Pablo? I always irritate Pablo. What would that be? Siempre irrito a Pablo. Siempre irrito a Pablo. How would you say, I always encourage Pablo? I always encourage Pablo. Now remember, encourage was to animate. So you've got to change it to I animate. And we need to remember the a, because it's I encourage to Pablo. So how would you say, I always encourage Pablo? Siempre animo a Pablo. Siempre animo a Pablo. I always encourage Pablo. And we need, if we're going to have a carrot, we need a stick as well. So let's say, I always punish Pablo. I always punish Pablo. What would that be? Siempre castigo a Pablo. Siempre castigo a Pablo. So the I in the present is just take off the AR and add an O. And for you or do you, it's just take off the AR and add AS. 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 So for you, it's AS. And for all yous in Spanish, there'll be an S in there somewhere. So AS. AS. AS is the ending for you. So how would you say, do you participate much? Do you participate much? What would that be? Participas mucho. Participas mucho. So that's you participate much, or do you participate much? How about, Do you encourage Pablo? Let's actually have Maria instead of Pablo. So how would you say, do you encourage Maria much? Do you encourage Maria much? What would that be?
¿Animas a María mucho? ¿Animas a María mucho?
How about another eight verb? To exaggerate, to exaggerate. What do you think that would be, to exaggerate in Spanish?
Exagerar, exagerar,
to exaggerate. How would you ask the question? No, actually not a question. How would you make the statement? You exaggerate, you exaggerate. How would you say that?
Exageras, exageras.
How about you always exaggerate? You always exaggerate. What would that be?
Siempre exageras.
Siempre exageras. And we'll just take a brief pause there while I mention the Levels 1 to 6 Pro Spanish course, available for download from prospanish.co.uk. This course takes the complete beginner or near beginner right up to a conversational level of Spanish in nice, easy steps. And back to the lesson. Okay, let's move on to the past. So now we want to say the things that we did. So we'll start off using a few of the verbs we've just looked at, and then we'll move on to some new AR verbs. So in the past, if you want to say, I did something, and it's an AR verb, the sound is just e, e. E with an accent, e. So take off the AR and add e, e. How would you say, I finished, I finished, as in I terminated? What would that be?
Terminé, terminé.
How would you say, I didn't exaggerate, I didn't exaggerate? What would that be?
No exageré, no exageré.
I didn't exaggerate much would be
no exageré mucho, no exageré mucho.
How would we say, I encouraged Pablo, I encouraged Pablo, I animated Pablo? What would that be?
Animé a Pablo, animé a Pablo.
How about, I didn't punish Pablo, I didn't punish Pablo? What would that be?
No castigué a Pablo, no castigué a Pablo.
And you'll notice in the past, we have to add the letter U after the G, because if we don't, it would be castigé, and that's not the, it's castigaga is the sound that we need. So we have to add the U in to keep the G hard. So castigué, G-U-E at the end there. Okay, let's have some new AR verbs. So listen to these and see if you can work out the meaning.
Visitar, insultar, infectar.
Well, visitar is to visit,
insultar,
to insult, and infectar, to infect. And there are a lot of verbs that convert like this. And all that's happened here is the verb has stayed exactly the same as in English, but we've just added AR on it. So to visit, we've just added AR, visitar. To infect, and added AR, infectar, insultar. So how would we say, I visited Madrid? What would that be? I visited Madrid.
Visité Madrid. Visité Madrid.
How would we say, I
insulted. I insulted Maria. I insulted Maria. What would that be?
Insulté a María. Insulté a María.
Hopefully you didn't forget the a there. I insulted to Maria. That little a, that is called the personal a, the personal a. Because if it's not a person, you don't need the a there. I'm not sure what kind of thing you would insult. That's not a person. Okay, so how would you say I vomited a lot? What would that be? I vomited a lot, using the rule we've just created. How would we say I vomited a lot?
Vomité mucho. Vomité mucho.
And for the you in the past, AR, so you did something or did you, remember we said before that there's always an S in there, and it's aste, aste, A-S-T-E is the ending, aste, you did or did you. So how would you ask? Did you visit Valencia? Did you visit Valencia? What would that be?
¿Visitaste Valencia?
¿Visitaste Valencia? How would we ask? Did you insult Maria? Did you insult Maria? What would that be?
¿Insultaste a María? ¿Insultaste a María?
Okay, let's move straight on to the future. And with the future, you need to remember for I will do something, you need to remember re, re, R-E, re. So let's have a look at, for example, terminar, terminar, to finish. I will finish is terminaré, terminaré. Now you might think, well, why don't we just learn E with an accent, because it's the verb plus E with an accent. Why have you made us learn RE instead of E? And the reason is, it's to help you remember that you need the full infinitive plus the E with an accent. Otherwise, you might end up using the past. So you might end up saying, instead of terminaré, if you just remember E with an accent, then you're going to remember the past, terminé. So for will, I will, remember re, and you'll remember the full verb plus e for will. So how would you say, I will visit Maria, let's say. I will visit Maria.
Visitaré a María. Visitaré a María.
How about, I won't insult Pablo. I won't insult Pablo. What would that be?
No insultaré a Pablo. No insultaré a Pablo.
Okay, so it's time to learn some new AR verbs. Have a listen to these.
Explorar. Preparar, invitar.
Explorar, explore, to explore. Preparar, to prepare. Invitar, to invite. Can you see what the rule is? The conversion rule? So many, many verbs that end in an E in English. Take off the E and add AR. So explore. Take off the E and add AR, you have explorar. How would you say to continue then? To continue, what would that be?
Continuar. Continuar,
to continue. How would you say to accuse?
Acusar.
acusar. Okay, so back to the will. Remember it's re for I will. How would you say I will invite, I'll invite my girlfriend, my girlfriend, my girlfriend, mi novia, mi novia. I will invite my girlfriend. What would that be? Invitare a mi novia. Invitare a mi novia. How would you say I won't invite my boyfriend? I won't invite my boyfriend. You can probably guess that if novia is girlfriend, novio is boyfriend, novio. So how would you say, I won't invite my boyfriend? What would that be? No invitaré a mi novio. No invitaré a mi novio. How would you say, I'll ignore my girlfriend? I'll ignore my girlfriend. What would that be? Ignoraré a mi novia. Ignoraré a mi novia. So I will, re. And you will, or will you, is ras. Ras. R-A-S. Ras. And again, I've given a ras rather than as, otherwise you might get that confused with the you in the present. So we're saying ras, so you remember the full infinitive plus as. So how would you say you will invite? You will invite. Let's say you will invite my boyfriend. What would that be? You'll invite my boyfriend. Invitarás a mi novio. Invitarás a mi novio. Although actually more likely to be as a question. Will you invite my boyfriend? Invitarás a mi novio? Will you invite my boyfriend? How would you say, will you accuse Maria? Will you accuse Maria? What would that be as a question? Acusarás a María? Acusarás a María? Will you accuse Maria? Okay, as we're running out of time, we'd go straight on to the conditional. Now the conditional, so would, that means, would you do these things? The conditional is very straightforward once you know the future. So instead of re, which is I will, it's ria. Ria. So I would invite is invitaría. I would explore, exploraría. I would finish, terminaría. How would you say I would irritate Pablo? I would irritate Pablo if I was on a long journey with him. What would that be? I would irritate Pablo. Irritaría a Pablo. Irritaría a Pablo. How would you say I wouldn't continue? I wouldn't carry on. What would that be? No continuaría. No continuaría. I wouldn't continue. How about I wouldn't participate? I wouldn't participate. What would that be? No participaría. No participaría. How about I wouldn't visit Maria in Madrid? I wouldn't visit Maria in Madrid. And in is just en. So what would that be? No visitaría a María en Madrid. No visitaría a María en Madrid. And you can probably guess what you would, or would you, would be. Given that we said that if there's a you involved, it's going to have an S in it. So ría is I would, and you would, or would you, is rías, rías. So how would you say, would you finish? Would you finish? What would that be?
Terminarías.
Terminarías. Would you finish? How about, would you punish Pablo? Would you punish Pablo? What would that be?
Castigarías a Pablo.
Castigarías a Pablo. How about, would you ignore your girlfriend? Would you ignore your girlfriend? And remember, my girlfriend was mi novia. Your girlfriend, tu novia. Tu novia. So how would you say, would you ignore your girlfriend?
Ignorarías a tu novia.
Ignorarías a tu novia. And that concludes today's Pro Spanish lesson. As mentioned earlier, if you're looking to become a confident and a competent speaker of Spanish, head over to prospanish.co.uk, where you can download the full Levels 1 to 6 course.